Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour on a Football Friday. Thanks for being with us on Portland's number one sports radio station, 1080 The Fan. Last to get to in the final hour, we will spring the line coming up, 2:30, so get your fake sponsors in, 55305. Get you all set for a big weekend of college football, the opening weekend of the National Football League. I think I've locked in my Survivor pool pick.
Who'd you go with?
How about the Cowboys?
Yeah, the boys.
Riding the boys this
what
weekend.
What was it about the boys versus the Eagles or the Seahawks?
More so the opponent. Like if you had a
since he's going to be pretty bad this year.
They are. I slightly trust Andy Dalton more than Eli Manning, though.
I mean, I get that.
Not by a lot.
I get it.
Just slightly. I do feel good about all three of those, about Philly, Seattle, and Dallas. I think I've narrowed in on Dallas. One of the other reasons, too, and I don't
want to... I might do a tease with those three as a parlay.
Yeah.
I tease them down,
tease
six
them down
points,
a
yeah.
little bit. And you don't want to overthink it. Sometimes you can do that in survivor pools, but I did see... So there's a whole bunch of my family that's in this with all these people. It's based out of New Jersey. So it's all in the up and up, I'm sure.
Oh, it's legit.
But all of the family so far, I got an update on the picks yesterday, had taken Philly or Seattle. So that kind of pushed me in the direction of Dallas a little bit.
Very similar to the Saints-Bucks situation.
Exactly. Like, those are the obvious ones. And in case one of those teams is to lose, you can knock out half the field in week one, and maybe you're sitting pretty, but I need the Cowboys to win. So that's where my logic is on that. All right, we ready? Let's get to our Pac-12 picks, shall we? Where's Petros Papadakos?
Petros Papadakos, out here in USA.
Okay, to the listener asking us to talk the Cougs, we will not because, one, they're playing Northern Colorado, and, two, there's not a spread on the game, so we cannot pick it.
Hey.
Dak has one touchdown.
I found one, baby.
What'd you find? What was it?
Action Network, 36.5.
Oh, yeah, it's not on Vegas Insiders. Neither was Arizona or Northern Arizona.
That one I have as well for you at 28 for the Wildcats.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to publicly shame him here a little bit real quick.
Okay. Me?
Yeah.
You said Cougs are 36.5?
Yes.
Dear Lord.
So about 2 years ago, The Athletic came about, and I was like, okay, all the best writers in sports are writing at The Athletic now, subscription site, right? I said, you know what? Maybe our boss will comp it, and we'll all have logins. We can all access it at home and find different writers we enjoy. I just found out Swag has had an Action Network account and has told nobody about it.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Why aren't sharing is caring, Jason Swigart?
We're all on the same team here.
I have said I've got access to it.
You could probably get comp, too, from the company because it is a pretty important part of our job.
Okay, well, thank you for finding those.
I expense it one way or the other. So.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what they do. They just write it off.
Well, you can't write those things off anymore.
I know.
Oh. Hey. With the right tax consultant, you can write anything off.
Hey.
I know this.
Okay, so we'll start tomorrow night, or no, tonight.
Is tonight.
Today Friday? Today's Friday.
Tonight.
Friday. Happy Friday, guys. Cool.
Hey, it's Football Friday on The Fan.
Arizona State.
The Herminator.
It's playing tonight against Sacramento
High school
State.
Football starts, man.
That is right. I knew all of this.
Go Broncos, beat Prairie.
ASU is at home. The line I saw in Vegas Insiders. ASU favored by -35. The 35-point favorite against Sacramento State.
I'm going to take ASU. I did this last weekend against Kent State, and they didn't cover. I'm giving you one more chance here, Herm. I need your defense, and I read an article on it. Their defensive coordinator, whose name is just escaping me, but he's a young up-and-coming guy. He was really pissed with their effort against Kent State. He was mad they didn't keep him shut out. I think they're going to do a great job this weekend. I think they're going to cover the 35. I'll take ASU to cover that.
Yeah. I mean, Kent State is still a MAC team. There's massively different. You go down to the Big Sky now, this isn't going to be close. So it's just a matter of how humane Herm wants to be.
Are you taking ASU?
I'm going to take the Sun Devils here.
I'm taking Sac State. That's a lot of points. I think it's hard to keep your team engaged when they play back-to-back opponents that are absolutely nobodies. And Kent State from Sacramento State. So I think they're going to win the game. But Sacramento State, get a late touchdown, whatever. Give me them plus the 35. Next one up on the slate, 10 a.m. Pacific. Hey, we got an early game Saturday. Utah and Northern Illinois. Utah is favored by 21.5.
Utah and Illinois. How much
Northern Illinois?
21.5.
God, this is what hurts. I don't know anything about Northern Illinois, but I'm going to assume Utah is going to be able to keep this one, keep them at bay. And I'm thinking something like 37-3. 37-7.
Taking the Utes?
I'll take the Utes.
I can't count on their defense getting two pick sixes again. I just, that offense, it's hard. I know their defense is outstanding. Hard to see that offense building more than a 3-touchdown lead, especially if they take their foot off the gas late. I think I'm going to take those points with a backdoor cover.
I will take Utah on this one. I trust their defense. It's a dominant group. I don't think Northern Illinois is going to be able to score. And Utah is at home at least this week, so I think the offense will be slightly better. They're going to be able to run the ball on Northern Illinois as well, which is how they need to score. Give me the Utes minus the 21.5. Next one up, 12:30 on Fox. How about this old rivalry being revisited? I love it. Nebraska on the road at Colorado. Nebraska, according to Vegas Insider, is a 4.5-point favorite. You got the Huskers minus the 4.5 or the Buffs plus the 4.5?
Give me the Buffs plus 4.5, baby. They won this game last year in Nebraska, a wild back-and-forth game that Adrian Martinez kind of emerged from as a true freshman starter. Look, I know Nebraska is supposed to win their division this year. They didn't get off to a great start. They pissed me off, actually, last week, and they look like dog crap against South Alabama. I think they're going to play better than that. But I think Colorado's got a really good offense. One of those type of offenses that's going to keep them in a lot of games this season, even if they maybe shouldn't be at that level. Laviska Shenault, Montez, I will take Colorado at home plus 4.5. This is a field goal game.
Okay.
Definitely run, Ralphie, run, baby. It's a field goal game. Colorado's offense can keep them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Nebraska's offense is still, we're waiting to see everything that we've heard about Martinez running that thing.
Yeah, I'm going to take Colorado, too. You're giving me the 4.5 points. I think Nebraska wins the game. They were one of my teams that I did buy into this year with a little bit of offseason hype heading in. Did not show you much in week one. Adrian Martinez needs to play much better defensively. The way Nebraska looked is why I think Colorado covers the spread. They gave up, 21 points to South Alabama at home? Not a good look as in an opener. Again, it's hard to read too much into openers because there's no preseason. But you're giving me 4.5. It's at Colorado. Give me the Buffs at home to cover that 4.5-point spread. All right, next one up. We're picking the Pac-12 games against the spread like we do every single Friday. Next one up will be 1:15. How about the mighty UCLA Bruins? The thrilling loss last week to Cincinnati. They are at home against San Diego State. UCLA favored by 9.
Yeah, you know, this one's actually jumped. They opened at 6. It got up to 8, 8.5. You're seeing 9 now. I'll just write 9 then. I'm going to take UCLA. I can't believe I'm doing that, but San Diego State normally is a program I respect a lot. I didn't know they beat Weber State 6-0. UCLA's at home. We don't know if Josh Kelly's going to play because Chip's been really weird about his injury things like he was at Oregon.
Yeah, he was just standing on the sideline the whole game last week.
But I'm going to go on a limb and say Dorian Thompson-Robinson won't fumble the ball because nobody hits him, and instead they get touchdowns. I'll take UCLA minus the 9.
Okay.
Yeah, this seems like a trap game. I mean, you watch, how can UCLA be a 9-point favorite over anybody when they can't hang on to the football?
Right.
But the Sharps are coming in big on this, too, so I'll roll with the benefit of the doubt and Because I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about San Diego State.
Well,
so
they beat Weber State 6-0 last week. So yeah, that probably has a lot to do with the 9-point spread as well and why people are coming in
so
hard
I'll
on UCLA.
Go with the Bruins and give their athletes the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, I have no trust, man. That was about as ugly as you can look. Now, granted, I think Cincinnati's a better of the non-Power 5 group. But I just, until I see UCLA put together a game, I'm not going to trust them. I don't think they lose this one because at least it's at home. And San Diego State, it sounds like they suck, but I'm not going to pick them to cover a spread like that. I will take San Diego State plus the 9. Let's get one more in here before we go to break. Since we found it, let's gamble on it. Northern Colorado and Washington State, another thrilling game for the Cougs to open up the season. Washington State opened up a can on New Mexico State last week. According to Swigart, he found the line. The Cougs are favored by 36.5.
I'm actually going to take Northern Colorado plus 36.5. Look, I know the Cougs won 58-7. I don't think they're going to win every non-conference game against these garbage teams by that margin. That's a lot of points, and they already had their big blowout win. I could see them winning this something like 45-10. Just getting right under that line of 36.5. I'll take Northern Colorado.
Yep.
I'm going to lay those points for the Cougs. Two things. One, they can score anytime they want to on anybody that's really bad, led to halfway decent. Second, even if they get up big and bring Gabrud in, he's still going to run the offense, and he's on his graduate transfer. He's trying to see if he can get more playing time. So it's not like you're bringing in some redshirt freshman to get him some experience. There's a graduate transfer who wants to make a name for himself and see if he might be able to be a third day NFL draft pick somewhere down the road. So when they call off the dogs, they're not really calling off the dogs.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do it to New Mexico State, you can do it to Northern Colorado. That offense is a machine, and I think the Cougs roll. I will take them minus the 36.5. That is such a high spread. All right, we got the other a couple of good games to pick on the other side. Washington, Cal, USC Stanford, not a good game, but an interesting game. Maybe, kind of.
I mean, it's got conference implications.
Okay, thank you. That's kind of what I was looking for. So we got to pick those. And then Oregon and Oregon State. How do they look this weekend against Nevada and Hawaii? We'll wrap up the rest of the Pac-12 conference. We'll do it next on The Fan. Welcome back in 215. Hope your Fridays are going well. We have to spread the line coming up in 15 minutes. So get your fake sponsors in 55305. I was just joking during the commercial break. Our whole final hour on Fridays has turned into a gambling hour, and I'm not mad about it.
I got no complaints because we're still talking about all the games and
just giving picks for an hour. Let's go.
I was sitting on my couch last night having to suffer through that live NFL game, and I'm like, where's the Oregon lottery at?
Yeah,
come on, boys.
Would have been nice to have last
Figure
night.
Out your bugs. Let's go.
Get it together.
This game or the Super Bowl, which it's very fitting. The season ended the way that it started. Wasn't the final score in that Super Bowl 10-3?
Yes, yeah. I think it was.
And the first game last night,
10-3.
Whoever bet the under in either of those games had to have just been like screaming to the rooftop by like the third quarter. Yeah, these guys ain't doing squat tonight.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Well, we're in the midst of doing some gambling on the Pac-12. We left off with Washington State, Northern Colorado. That game, by the way, for your viewing pleasure, is that game on TV?
Which game?
Because I'm not getting a TV channel.
Which one?
And Washington State, Northern Colorado.
Give me a second.
Are they not on TV either? We have two of those.
They're
on the Pac-12 Washington channel.
Okay. Okay.
And again, here's my question. Is that better than Facebook?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Does anybody know what channel the Washington Pac-12
channel
is?
Well, you don't get it on. You have to go online to access it.
Oh, for us. But if you live in Washington,
you live in Washington.
Yeah, so for Cougar fans that live there, yeah.
I just don't know what the percentage breakdown is of people listening that have the Pac-12 network in itself.
I had a buddy asked me earlier, too, a fun trivia question I tried to figure out of when was the last time, since Oregon State's not on TV this weekend, when was the last time Oregon played a game they weren't on TV? And the only one that I could remember was, it was just because I was a student down there and I wasn't 21 yet. But in the 2007 Dennis Dixon year, where they got hot and everybody was the fever was real, they played a game at Stanford. They ended up blowing Stanford out that year, and it wasn't on TV. And like somebody had to like, there was some weird.
Why
like,
wasn't it on TV?
It wasn't on. Like it was on like a. There was something weird going on around it, but I remember like not being able to watch the game. And it was kind of at weird, like people getting updates online and stuff, trying to figure out what the score was.
See, that's more controversial to me in 07 than putting a game on Facebook in 2019. Like, imagine us doing a radio show now and saying the Oregon-Stanford game's not even available on TV.
What?
And then also something like Facebook doesn't exist, so you can't stream it either.
What? Okay, so next one up is going to be Oregon and Nevada. That game is on the Pac-12 Network. 4:30. You can also hear it, of course, right here on The Fan tomorrow. Our pregame coverage starts at noon. Oregon is a 24-point favorite at home against Nevada.
You know where I'm going to go. I'm going to take Oregon minus the 24 against the Wolfpack. Look, I understand the Wolfpack beat Purdue last week. They won it on a 56-yard game-winning field goal. I don't know how people would feel had they not made that field goal and lost to Purdue, because we wouldn't have cared about that game at all. Nevada's a respectable program. They are. But I'm not going to get it over my skis over Oregon losing and Nevada winning a big game. I think they can have a hangover effect. I expect the offense to look better than it did against Auburn. And guys, that offensive line was pushing around the Auburn defensive line in the first half. What are they going to do to Nevada? You have to blow them out this weekend. Even if I'm wrong on the 24-point spread, you have to win this game by 20 points or more, in my opinion. Otherwise, I think people are still going to have questions or concerns involving Oregon and what their season's going to be. Give me Oregon minus the 24.
I'll lay those points as well. One, I think the rushing game will have a lot easier time working than what they had to go up against in Auburn. And two, I think Arroyo's comments there, I think you're going to let him or just tell Herbert to turn it loose. I would imagine they should. He'll have he had some good protection early on. I think he's going to have 5 and 6 seconds to stand back there and let some of those deeper routes develop and guys get open. So I think they're just going to put it on him and continue to do so. You had a whole week to work some other guys into the receiving rotation, so they should be more comfortable with what they're being asked to do out there and getting some reps with Herbert in practice. So I think 50 or 60 points on the board here Saturday.
Yeah, I'll take Oregon, too. It's always scary to bet a big spread. I think that is a big spread against a team that just knocked off a Power 5 opponent on 24 points. But they're going to be able to control the line of scrimmage. I'm with Swag. I think Herbert's going to have a lot of time to throw. And I loved what I saw from Oregon defensively. They broke down in the second half because the offense couldn't stay on the field or extend drives. I don't think you're going to have that same problem against Nevada this weekend. I think you're going to see a hungry and an angry Oregon team, and I will take them minus the 24. Next one up, you got a pair of 7:30 games. I'll start with the first one on FS1. 7:30 Washington lost to Cal last year down on the road. Now they're back up in Seattle. The hype is back. Washington is favored by 14 is what I'm getting. Huskies minus the 14.
I'm calling shenanigans on that line. I have 13.5, but we'll play the 14
game.
Okay,
I'll give you 13.5 because I wrote down the wrong number.
Yeah, I'm seeing 13.5.
13.5, Huskies.
Look, I have a lot of respect for Justin Wilcox. I talked about Cal. I think they can be a good team this year. I didn't like that start. It wasn't necessarily encouraging, but they're still a good defensive-minded team. It's just about their offense. That's what it is with Cal, and until they get their offense and they prove it, I don't know how many people can trust them to compete and win a Pac-12 title. But I like what Wilcox is building down there. However, I got to go with my gut here. I know it's Eastern Washington. Eason looked good. I think he just left you confident that he can make the right reads. He can push the ball down the field. He's got a cannon. And I still think there's something to this underdog role that the Huskies are going to try to play up this year. A revenge game for them. They're at home. Cal's not going to make it easy, but I will take the Huskies minus 13.5.
I'm going to lay those points as well. Sharp money is coming in for Cal, but I really thought the offense was a lot more wide open. It was a lot smoother. I think the options now that they have with Eason to go backwards, throw on first down, still feel free to run on third down, those sorts of things. I know, Cal's stout, but I just think they've got a lot more tricks in the bag this year than they've had before offensively.
Okay. I, too, will take Washington in this one. I do want to calm down the hype after a game against Eastern Washington. You're supposed to look good against Eastern Washington, and if you didn't, there would have been a whole different set of problems. I'm really interested to see how their offense looks this week. Cal had the number one pass defense in the conference last year. They gave up fewer than 200 yards per game, and they returned, I think, 7 or 8 starters from that side of the ball. Cal's good defensively, and it's going to be a good early test for Easton to figure out how locked in this Washington offense is. But you take Washington because of the Cal offense. Cal's offense has been bad. It is going to be bad, I think, for the majority of this season. They didn't show anything to inspire you last week. Washington's good defensively, and this game's in Seattle. I'm sniffing around the under in this one. I think this could be a defensive struggle. Not as low as last year, which was, what, like 10-6 or 10-7, whatever it was. But I will take Washington because I just don't trust Cal's offense whatsoever. Give me the Huskies minus the 13.5. The other 7:30 game, how about a battle of backup quarterbacks? How are we feeling? USC at home against Stanford. The Trojans favored by 3.
Yeah, you know, I think this is just a courtesy because of the home team. This boils down to one thing for me. Both teams are playing a backup quarterback. What coach do you trust more? I'm going to trust the coach that has a winning record against USC, and I'm going to take David Shaw and Stanford plus the 3 on the road. I think they win this game outright, but even if they lose, I think it's going to be a one-point type game. I love Stanford plus the 3 here.
I'm going to take the home team in this one. Stanford, their receivers did not get open throughout the game. Didn't matter who the quarterback was. I think the athleticism that USC will have on both sides of the ball will have an opportunity to showcase itself. And in Stanford, didn't matter. Even when Costello was in there, it was a very stunted offensive showcase. So I think the Trojans will grind one out, win late, get a touchdown, win by 5 or 6.
Yeah, I'm going to take Stanford in this one. I think USC had a lot of energy zapped out of that program last week. They got off to a good start. You felt good about the air raid. And then JT Daniels goes down and you almost blow it. You go for it on fourth down. And I mean, they almost collapsed and lost at home to Fresno State. Now you're playing a true freshman, a 3-star kid, because your other quarterbacks decided to transfer out of the program after not winning the job. I don't trust USC. I think that was a big energy zapper for him, as I mentioned. Stanford has the better coach in this game. I think they're more fundamentally sound. I do think it's going to be an extremely low-scoring game, but I trust the better coach in this instance. I will take Stanford plus the 3 on the road. Last one up, Facebook Live, Oregon State.
Is it live?
Facebook
Live. Would you
live?
Say it's Facebook
Live?
You
forgot Arizona, Northern Arizona.
Oh, I did forget Arizona. When is that game?
7:45 p.m.
Oh, God.
That's the nightcap on the Pac-12 right, Network.
We don't need any thoughts
header
on it. I don't want your reasoning. Just give me the pick. Arizona's favored by 28.
Oh. Northern Arizona. I'll take the Lumberjacks. Arizona can't keep anybody from scoring.
God, dude.
And I think, can't hold on to the football.
I think I might be going Northern Arizona as well. Okay. That's a lot of points for a team that
I don't want any reasoning behind it. Nobody cares about Arizona right now.
Okay.
I, too, will take Northern Arizona. Okay. Last but not least. Facebook,
shut up, Sprague. Just
Facebook,
give me your pick.
Maybe live.
Maybe live.
Somebody asked Jim, our favorite P2 texted in earlier, said, is there going to be like a broadcast or just a bro hand like holding a camcorder?
I've actually seen multiple texts on that. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work and who it is, but I'm assuming there's play-by-play.
There's a local TV on the islands. So if you're in Hawaii.
Oh, so they're putting that channel on the Facebook?
That's what I'm guessing they're going to do.
It's Hawaii honks then.
I hope they just hired the guys that sell the Kona beer. Let me get those guys.
So it's going to be Mike Parker type guys for Hawaii calling the game.
Oregon State, a touchdown underdog at Hawaii.
I will take the Beavs plus the 7.
If I get a full 7, I'll take the Beavs.
Their defense sucks. There's no doubt. Hawaii's going to put up points. They're going to put up yards. I don't think Hawaii's defense can stop Oregon State's offense either. And I'm just going to hope to God that Jonathan Smith and his staff are better than Hawaii's coaching staff, and they make the right adjustments to get to the point where they win this game. If not, please, God, cover a 7-point spread against the Mountain West.
I think Oregon State will be able to use the run game to control the clock and not give Hawaii as many possessions. If they can get a turnover or two, as the Rainbows shown that we're prone to do in that opener, then I think that'll be the difference in whether or not they can close the deal and get the W. But I think it keeps it within that touchdown range.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon State, you've got to show better than you did last week. I think there were some encouraging things. Defensively, you need to be much better. I'm with Swag. I think they can run the ball, control the clock a little bit, let their defense rest if they're just giving up touchdown after touchdown, and maybe that benefits them in the long run. I will take Oregon State plus the 7. Don't let the conference down the way Arizona did. Arizona, and it's amazing how that has swung. Like, Arizona, I know, has higher expectations than Oregon State this year, but they were an 11-point favorite going into that Hawaii game. And now Oregon State's a 7-point dog. So that shows the respect for Hawaii. But give me the Beavs. I'm all over barking like a dog. Give me the Beavs plus the 7. By the way, last week, I don't know if I said this or not, opening week of the Pac-12 picks, Swigard and myself both went 6-4, and you, Brandon Sprague, were 5-5.
So none of us lost money.
So that is where we are. One weekend, there are our Pac-12 picks. We will do that every single Friday throughout the course of the football season. Let's stick with it, man. Keep the gambling train rolling. Sprague in the line. Get your fake sponsors in 55305. We'll try and win you some money next. But first,
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line brought to you by the Atlanta Braves. We know what I'm talking about. Just like Sprague's picks, he's good with numbers. I mean, they got a 15-game lead in the division.
Over the Phillies. Suck it, Phillies.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Preparation H. You're going to need it after betting Sprague's picks.
Ouch.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Banks Singles. Similar to Sprague's picks, nothing. Oh, I can't read the rest of that one. Sorry. Sorry.
Pivot.
Moving on. Sprague in the line brought to you by random Big Ten teams pissing Sprague off in week one. Sprague in the line brought to you by Swag getting squat in life and his picks. What else we got here? Sprague in the line brought to you by Beaver Cream for all your beaver cosmetic needs. Go Beavs.
I was 2-1 last week in this, so let's calm down.
Sprague in the line, as smart as Marcus Arroyo's play calling. I like that one. Sprague in the line brought to you by Hugh Freeze. Even on laughing gas, he still hits more picks than Sprague. Sprague in the line brought to you by... I can't read that one. You guys are filthy animals. You know that? Filthy animals. Spragging the line, brought to you by the newspaper. Much like Sprague's advice, nobody has asked for one in years, that they still haven't gone away. Spragging the line, brought to you by Moral Victories, the only winning Oregon State is going to do this year.
My mom heard that segment once and goes, does it hurt your feelings what those people say about you and your picks?
Oh, it's for the Sprague in the Line sponsors?
Yeah. I was like, no, why the hell would that hurt me?
Okay, here's what happened last week. We all Sprague'd the line. Yours truly went 3-0. Houston?
Yep.
Where are my other picks? Boise State?
Yes.
And Washington were my three picks last week.
Yeah, you took a minus 21, that's right.
So I was 3-0 last week. Jason Swigard is in second place. He had a 2-1 week, even though he
Swag, do you remember your two wins and your loss?
Yes. I hit Georgia. Georgia covered against Vandy.
Okay.
I took Colorado State, who had it close starting the second half, and then Colorado went away. And then I was correct on my FIBA World Cup.
Oh, God.
I did not. I had the Czech Republic covering the 30-point spread against the United States.
I feel like I shouldn't count that. It's
and the U.S.
season.
Only won by 22.
And he bet FIBA basketball.
It was just for him. It was hoops.
You know, where Swigard's really smart in doing that is he could throw one of those games in.
And nobody would check
come
it.
Come in, claim that he won on Monday, and nobody would be able to verify it because nobody cares.
It sounds about right, though, the spread.
Sure.
Although USA...
I have no clue.
I can't believe USA got 30 points against anybody. This team is like barely beating people.
Okay. And Sprague, you were 0-3 last week.
0-3.
0-3. So we got a 3-0, a 2-1, and an 0-3. You being in last place, I will allow you to... Do we want to go one pick at a time around the horn? How do we want to do this thing?
Let's do that.
Okay. Around the horn, Sprague, you start it.
I will start with the big game in college football, national TV. I've been looking forward to this one since I found out they were going to play a home-and-home. And I'm actually super jealous of everybody that gets to go down to this game. And that's in Austin, Texas, where the Texas Longhorns are hosting the LSU Tigers this weekend. Look, LSU brought in some offensive specialist who came from the Saints, and he evidently knows the RPO like the back of his hand. Dave Aranda is still their defensive coordinator. He's paid like $3 million a year. He's amazing. However, they have a senior quarterback in Sam Ellinger. They've got Tom Herman. I think he's the better head coach than Ed Orgeron. And it's at home. I will take the home dog getting 6.5 points all day. Give me the Texas Longhorns, who many believe could win the Big 12 this year. I'll take them plus 6.5.
My first pick, I'll stay in the Pac-12. I'm doubling down. I really like how the Huskies seem to have balance both in terms of the offense between the run and the pass, as well as offensive and defensively. They don't seem to be over-reliant on one particular side of the football as they have been in previous years. I was not impressed at all with what I saw from the Cal offense. So even though the Huskies are laying 13.5 at home, I'm going to lay those points and think the Huskies are looking to make a statement early.
Okay, 13.5 at home. You're taking UDubs. Sprague's first pick, Texas plus 6.5. My first pick, I'll stick in the Pac-12 as well. This is always scary because it's such a low number, but what the hell? Backup quarterback playing for USC, backup quarterback playing for Stanford. Stanford's starting left tackle is out for the foreseeable future. I don't trust either offense really with their starting quarterbacks, let alone without their starting quarterbacks right now. The over-under in this game is 43. Late night game, both teams banged up, not a lot of energy in either team or in either locker room because of the injuries last week. I'm going to take the under in USC Stanford, the under of 43.
Okay. My second pick, I'm going to go to the National Football League. It's a game I've liked for a while now, and that's in L.A., where home field doesn't exist for this team. Look, the Indianapolis Colts are going into L.A. without Andrew Luck. I get the need to say, no, I don't know about this anymore. Let's get off the Colts. I understand it. This is still a really talented Colts team. They've got a great offensive line. Marlon Mack is a proven back. They're good at wide receiver. And defensively, I think they're a little underrated here. I like Frank Reich. And quite frankly, I like Jacoby Brissett in this spot. It's not going to be pretty, but I'll take the Colts on the road against the Chargers, who are banged up. No Russell Okung, no Derwin James, no Melvin Gordon. Give me the Colts plus the 6.5.
Okay.
I will too go to the NFL. The Giants are just a mess. Eli Manning, we saw, is actually costing his team points in Vegas when he starts games. The Cowboys are fired up. They got Zeke figured out. They're at home. Lay the 7. They're going to just lay the wood.
They
to the
should
Giants.
Blow them out. Yeah.
How is that only? Like, how do you have bigger lines than that this
weekend?
Just in the
because
NFL?
It's the NFL and it's a divisional game and it's week one. If this same game was in week 5 after the Giants started 1-3 and Dallas might be 3-1, it'd be 10 to 12 points.
Yeah, that needs. I love that line too. Dallas minus a 7. I'm staying away from the NFL though. I want to see everybody play a week before I'm comfortable gambling on all of them. And I think you can get some ugly games in week one, as was an example last night because nobody plays in preseason anymore. So I will stick in college football. Go with one of the big games tomorrow, and that is Texas A&M and Clemson. Now this was a really good game last year, back and forth. Texas A&M almost knocked them off and derailed the undefeated season for Clemson. They ended up 15-0. This game is at Clemson, so that makes it more difficult. But I think Texas A&M has a damn good football team. I like Kellen Mond. I think he's a good quarterback. Jimbo Fisher is one of the more underrated coaches, I think, in college football. He doesn't get talked about maybe the way that he should. And Clemson looked a little shaky last week. They played Georgia Tech. They ended up covering the spread, I think, late. But they weren't firing on all cylinders, and I think there's a bit of that championship hangover. I think A&M's coming in, and they're going to cover this spread. I liked it earlier in the week when it was around 19 or 19.5. It has gone down, but I'm still going to take it. Give me Texas A&M plus the 16.5.
That's one of those scary lines, by the way, where that number is totally set up for Clemson to get that 17-point cover, and you just hope to God they miss it. You just hope that they're like, yeah, you know, we're up 13. We don't care about anything else.
We're going to take a knee.
Okay, my final pick is going to be in college football, and it's a game that might be off most people's radars, but I just liked it. I saw the line, and I said, I could see this happening. And that's in Fresno. Fresno State is hosting Minnesota as a +3 underdog. Fresno State, if you don't remember last year with McMarion, they went to Minnesota. They covered the spread. They only lost by a touchdown against the Gophers.
Row, row, row your boat.
It was a little bit of an ugly game, but I like Tedford more than I like row the boat PJ Fleck here. They barely beat South Dakota State at home last week, and now they get to go to Fresno, and Fresno's got almost nothing going for it. But on game days when the Bulldogs are good, that's a tough place to play. I'll take the Bulldogs who hung with USC last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them as a home dog with +3. Fresno State +3.
Fresno State +3. All right, swag last pick.
I am sticking in the NFL, looking at that Sunday night game. Steelers catching 6 now against the Patriots, who are notorious for starting season slow as they figure things out. I think Ben Roethlisberger is on a bit of a redemption tour. I think everybody else is wanting to reestablish their dominance and try and upset the steam train that is the Chiefs and Pats in the AFC title game. I think the Pats will be worn out by the end of the day. I know they've had all these, they hate waiting. They don't want to sit around. So, I will take those 6 points, and it's going to be a field goal game.
Okay, Steelers +6, my last pick, and I hate to double dip, but I just like the line too much, so I can't avoid it. Texas and LSU is the big game tomorrow night, primetime, ABC. It's really the big top 10 matchup of the year. Auburn-Oregon was the only ranked matchup of week one, but neither team was ranked in the top 10. This is a big one. Could be a college football playoff eliminator. I think we're going to learn a lot about both of them. Two teams with a lot to prove, wondering is Texas back, and wondering does LSU have the offense to go with all the talent that they have on defense. This game is at Texas, and they're getting 6.5. That, to me, is a little disrespectful. I think Texas has recruited at a high level. I like Tom Herman, and I think Sam Ellinger is like a perfect college quarterback. He can run around. He can make plays. Probably not going to do anything in the NFL, but he's a damn good college quarterback, and I take him over Joe Burrow. All of that being said, at Texas, better quarterback and a coaching matchup that I think is neutral. Give me Texas +6.5. I don't have the cojones to take him on the money line, even though I am very high on Texas this year, but you're going to give me 6.5 in Austin. I'm going to take it. I will take the Longhorns plus the 6.5. So our picks this week, Swag is going Washington -13.5 at home against Cal. He's taking the Cowboys -7 at home against the Giants in the NFL. And then the Steelers on Sunday Night Football +6 at New England. Sprague taking Texas +6.5 as well against LSU. The Colts +6.5 at the Chargers. And then Fresno State +3 at home against Minnesota. And I am taking the under of 43 in the USC-Stanford game. I'm taking Texas A&M +16.5 at Clemson, and Texas +6.5 at home against LSU.
Boom.
Boom.
Let's go win some money. There's a lot of more games I love, too, by the way. Here's a dirty little tease. Would you guys do this tease? If you put in X amount, you could tease points, so obviously your payout's going to dip a little bit.
Okay.
6-point tease on Seattle, Dallas, Detroit.
You like Detroit, Arizona.
I do. I almost put them in, and I know that's a laughable game because the Lions are the Lions, but the Lions are only 2 points better than Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know about that one.
I know. I'm with you. I like that one. I also, I'm sniffing around the BYU-Tennessee line as well. Ooh, Tennessee. Here we go.
Do they lose that game? Does Pruitt get fired?
Yes. Spraying the Line brought to you by Pumpkin Spice Condoms for her pleasure. Spraying the Line.
I like it.
The only thing less reliable than a Sprague pick is Oregon State's defense. Spraying the Line brought to you by Swag's Weightlifting. Even his squat estimate was more in the ballpark than a Sprague pick. Spraying the Line brought to you by Northwest Proctology Associates. Ooh. Free appointments after you take Sprague's picks.
Hey, those fine folks help us out here.
Spraying the Line brought to you by Chris Collinsworth. Now here's a guy. Spring and Lime. I can't read that one.
Did you notice last night, by the way, on Collinsworth? I think Collinsworth gets a bad rap sometimes.
Sure.
Did you notice that, like, when he had really horrific throws, he'd kind of do the, But, like, when he made a good, when he made a throw that's, you know, most quarterbacks should be able to make, he was like, look at this throw, Al. I can't believe it.
What a great ball.
It's like, he's sitting wide open in the middle of the field. It's not a hard throw.
All right, Sprague in the Line every Friday at 2:30. Thanks for the sponsors, and we will tweet out our picks at Dirt and Sprague so you can track them over the weekend, and we'll see how we do week two and week one of football, respectively. We'll close up the show, preview the big games in the country, final thoughts on Oregon and Oregon State, and update the poll questions. All that's next on The Fan. Here you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Isaac and Soup coming up top of the hour. Somebody said, is it harder to go with Sprague's picks on week one in the NFL or for Dirt to pronounce business? Do I say business wrong?
Business. You're doing like a business.
Oh, am I adding an extra syllable in there?
Yeah, you're kind of adding business.
Yeah, the middle I is silent there. It's two syllables, not three.
Business.
Not got business.
It. Oh, there's not a D in there?
Business.
I do add an extra I in there, don't I?
I never noticed that.
Okay.
And it's for sure me. I started 0-3. So.
Well, that's how you spell it. It's B-U-S-I.
Yeah.
But the I is silent.
I'm
just
hooked on phonics.
Business.
Okay.
Do they still do hooked on phonics?
Is that still a thing? I don't know. Who knows? Let's come full circle from the start of the show, shall we? How concerned should the Bears be about last night's 10-3 loss? Poll question. Your three options to answer. Very. Offense looked awful. Kind of nervous. Or one game, calm down. People are nervous. 42% of people say they should be very nervous out of the debut from old Mitchell Trubisky last night.
I think very nervous after one game in a 16-game schedule is a bit much. Am I nervous? Yes. I don't know how very nervous I am.
I'm freaking out, man.
If he does this against Denver, I mean, Dirt, he looked worse than he did last year.
He did, which is not good. You don't want to regress.
Yeah, you shouldn't be taking steps back, especially with an offensive-minded coach. If he looks bad next week, I think it is officially DEFCON whatever. Ring the bell, sound the alarm, whatever you need to do. I think people in Chicago are going to be panicking.
Yeah, I don't think Mitchell Trubisky's very good, and I do think Chicago is going to take a step back. That being said, it is one game. Let's calm down. He took three snaps in the preseason. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say my opinion is right based on one regular season game in which they threw the ball way too many times.
They got away from what their blueprint is, and I know it's not apples to apples here. So I know Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback. You could also look at the other side and say, what did they do offensively? That was a defensive slugfest with ugly play of two teams who didn't play a lot in the preseason.
Buzz's girlfriend, woof.
Committed 20 penalties combined. It was just an ugly opener, and Trubisky was the worst player of the bunch. Let's see what he does in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Other two poll questions we got. One, who do you put your money on tomorrow? I know we've all already answered this, but I'll update it anyways. Oregon or Nevada, the point spread is 24. 52% of you taking the Ducks to cover the 24-point spread.
Yeah.
And then I stayed away from the spread for the Oregon State game and just said, pick me a winner, Bobby. Who wins? So why are Oregon State tomorrow night? 61% of people going with the Rainbow Warriors to win that game.
Boy, a lot of haters out there. They hate us because they ain't us.
A lot of haters out there.
You guys wish you could start 0-1 like we did.
Which game are you more excited for? I feel like this might be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Texas LSU or Texas A&M Clemson?
Texas LSU.
Not even close?
Yeah, not even close for me. I like A&M. I don't know if I go in on the spread like you did with the 16.5. But I think A&M can maybe make it interesting. Clemson's just such a monster. And LSU, until they can prove it against Bama and Georgia and the likes of those teams, I think Texas and LSU are kind of similar programs right now. They're both fighting to prove people wrong. That's in Austin. Great atmosphere. I'm far and away looking more forward to LSU Texas than I am A&M Clemson.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, I think about both those games is you're going to learn a lot. One, like Clemson, if they blow Texas A&M out and I'm wrong on that, oh, dear God, just run and panic because that's the only tough game on the schedule. Like,
just
pencil them through unless of a major injury. They're going to be 12-0 or 13-0. And you know the hype machine is going to be unbearable for whoever wins that Texas LSU game. Right, like if Texas wins, like that's going to go to such a loud level of Texas is back, here they come. And that's even coming from somebody. I buy Texas each year, and I think they're really good.
They did that when they beat Notre Dame like 2 years ago.
That's right. Everybody
Texas
freaked out.
Texas is back.
They're back, baby.
And then I think they ended up like, what, 6-6
and Charlie
or 7-5.
And Strong on fire. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun weekend of college football, the opening weekend of the NFL. I can't wait, man. Start to finish tomorrow. Don't forget high school football on the Fan tonight and on 910 ESPN Portland, I think, right? We got a game on each one?
Yes, we do.
Double dip.
Here on the Fan, it'll be the defending 6A champion Lake Oswego Lakers heading south to West Salem on the black turf. And over on 910.
So you have to go to West Salem to call a game?
Yeah, I'm out of here quickly. Quickly.
Good luck.
We'll podcast and I'll be on the road with Nemec. Ryan Buckley and Luke Anderson have the call on 910 of Mountain View and Union from McKenzie Stadium.
Okay, high school football tonight. Ducks game day coverage tomorrow starts at noon. Kickoff at 4:30. Seahawks on Sunday. Busy, busy, busy. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at noon. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.